Cloudy Thoughts by Tommy Patterson.
I once read a true story about a massive deadly disease outbreak that started in a remote jungle and spread into the city. There are way too many evils lurking in the heart of the forest. Any thought of stability and safety vanishes when darkness falls. In fact, over 400 new species have been discovered in the Amazon since 2010, according to recent news reports. Over 400. We don't even know what else is in there that could wipe us out. Windows Azure is not built in such a place.
Well, hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Nearly Infinite Bandwidth with Windows Azure Websites. And I'm Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. I reside in the developer and platform evangelism team in GSD, and I reside here in Florida, Tampa, Florida. There's my link to my website, my blog, if you will, aka.ms/Blaine Barton. And that's BlaineBar at Microsoft.com. So welcome once again. Let's go ahead and kick this off and get started. First thing I want to do is just do an overview of Windows Azure, what it is. You want to go ahead and get your provision, your subscription, you can go to http://ms/tryazure. So as we build out our Windows Azure global footprint, you know, using Microsoft Windows Azure Management Portal, we can provision and manage a lot of resources across some of the world's largest cloud data centers. The Windows Azure Cloud Platform is delivered via a network of global data centers. Four data centers are located in North America, in the region East, West, North, and South. We also have two data centers are located in the Eastern European region of Northern and Western Europe as well. Two data centers located in Asia, in East and South Eastern Asia. Each data center also contains between 30,000 and 100,000 physical hosts with internal network connectivity ranging from 30 terabytes to 100 terabytes aggregate network bandwidth. Virtualization hosts within each of the Windows Azure data centers run standard Windows Server 2012 Hyper-V running tenant virtual machines, making Hyper-V one of the most widely deployed, tested, and scaled virtualization platforms. So also the data centers within the same region are also interconnected with redundant 15 gig multi-home connectivity points, and regions are also interconnected with redundant 10 gig multi-home connectivity. And of course, data centers are physically located, and this is by design, located greater than 400 miles apart for disaster recovery. There are six more data centers that have been announced and coming. There's going to be two in Japan, two in mainland China, and two in Australia. So we'll be looking for those. Please go on mute as well, Dan Stoltz. The rest of you can go on mute. Thank you. So once again, and welcome, by the way, Dan, joining us. Also, we are available in 89 countries and territories. So we look at countries all over the map here. You'll see that we've got quite a few countries represented here. Currently seeing approximately 1,000 new customers onboarding Windows Azure each and every day. So that's exciting. So we often talk about and have discussions around what is cloud, right? There's numerous terms and definitions floating around in the industry. You know, what's cloud? What's cloud computing? It's kind of cloudy to folks, right? So Microsoft thinks of cloud as simply an approach to computing that enables applications to be delivered at scale for a variety of workloads and client devices. So the cloud can help, you know, deliver IT as a standardized service, freeing you up to focus on your business and not so much on the physical infrastructure. We do have a series of cloud computing models. We've got IaaS, or Infrastructure as a Service, Platform as a Service, with PaaS, and SaaS, which is Software as a Service. When we look at IaaS, we're looking at infrastructure and building out that whole platform and service as well as software on top of that. So, for instance, a full-blown copy of Windows Server in the cloud, and then being able to build upon on that and build my infrastructure out. Platform as a service, that's where if I don't want to build server and then load, say, SQL Server on top of that, we can spin up a SQL Server database or a website very quickly using platform as a service without having to be a hardware tech, right? To be able to manage all that hardware infrastructure, leave that to Microsoft and spend more time creating these custom applications. And the last one here is software as a service. If you're using Xbox Live and you're paying for a subscription, paying as you go every year and getting that gold membership, or if you're using Office 365, we're using the Office 365 subscription, that would be is what we consider software as a service. Today we're going to be focusing on platform as a service. We do have the opportunity to actually go in to infrastructure services and actually create a virtual machine from the VM Depot if we want to create the full-blown website with WordPress per se, a special version of Ubuntu, for example. But I'm going to be talking more about platform as a service. We'll spin up this website in a matter of minutes and be up and running. So once again, we've got, you know, lots of the things we can do in Windows Azure, from virtual machines to cloud services to building out websites. And the neat thing is, you know, you only pay for what you use. I kind of look at Windows Azure services as a utility. You know, we all have an electric bill. We all have, you know, for here in Florida, I have a pretty high AC bill in the summertime, not so much in the wintertime, right? But I always crank the air down and have it nice and cool in the summer, and I'm going to pay for that, right? If I use a lot of water, for instance, it's a utility. I pay for what I use. The other day, I left my water in the hose in the pool, and the pool filled up. Got to the very edge. I have an edgeless swimming pool now, right? Edgeless because the water's all the way up to the top, and let it run for overnight. So I found out, yeah, you're going to pay for what you use. So back to, you know, Azure, you're going to be, you know, paying as you go. And this may be different for a lot of you. You're familiar with hosting providers, on-prem systems. With Azure, you only pay for what you use, right? There's no upfront costs. There's no need to buy any upfront server licenses. They get included in the price. Likewise, if you use SQL Server through our SQL Server data feature in Windows Azure, you don't have to buy the SQL Server license. That's also included in the price. And for compute services such as virtual machines and websites, you only pay as you go. This is awesome. This gives you the flexibility to run your applications very cost-effectively. And you can also scale up, scale it down. I'm going to show you some of this in the WordPress area in my demo, as well as in the portal, and the solutions, or even turning them on or off, scaling them up or down as necessary. This also opens up a ton of possibilities in terms of new types of apps that you can build. So from the website's perspective, that's what we're going to focus on today, and more platform as a service, but let's talk about kind of the stack. So in the traditional environment, you must manage, you know, the full stack, all the way from the hardware to the virtualization, the operating system, to the network layer, to the firewalls, to the data that you put on there, and more importantly, those applications that you build out. In Windows Azure, if you're looking at virtual machines, you're really going to leave the hardware up to Microsoft. This is awesome, right? Because this has a lot of benefits. For instance, you don't need to hire or be the hardware tech, right? You don't have to move and shake in the industry when something new comes out, like 802.11 AC with 10 gigabit wireless, and all that equipment comes out, where you build your infrastructure, you add a server, you want to scale. You know, typically, traditionally, we throw hardware at it. So, you know, leave the hardware up to Microsoft. Don't worry about the operating system, the virtual network, the firewall rules, the data, and the applications if you're talking about a virtual machine. Go right into the gallery, pick an image, and up and running, leaving the hardware to Microsoft. Also, we talk about the high availability and disaster recovery, and more importantly, backup. A lot of people are like, what's backup, right? So having that all in Azure and having the ability to, you know, to have it all up and running while you concentrate on building out your services and applications. Cloud services, also we talk about the virtual network, firewall rules, and data, and being able to implement cloud services. working with the Virtu machines. And then the last one is websites, right? You are responsible for spinning up the website, managing the data, the applications. So focusing on the application, really, and not on the hardware. We kind of have three like sayings here when we talk about Windows Azure websites, powerful websites in seconds, right? So you're going to start simple. You're going to start with a subscription. You're going to go to http://try-azure. Go up and get your subscription. It's free for the first month. Scale up, scale out. Check it out. That's the first thing you need to do is be involved and get in there and get your subscription and start testing this stuff out. Right? Code smart. And also, once you get it going, go live. So let's talk about Start Simple. You can get started with up to 10 free websites. You can create these sites in a matter of minutes, right? Just up and taking from the gallery, spinning them up very easily, easily to manage, easily to scale. I'll show you how that's done. Automatic load balancing and shared storage across these instances is provided by Microsoft. You also look at CodeSmart, right? ASP.NET, ASP, PHP, Node.JavaScript. All these things are supported inside of Windows Azure. It's not just a homogeneous environment where it's strictly all Microsoft. We really open it up to the world as far as a heterogeneous environment with lots of different flavors, right? SQL and Azure or MySQL databases. Start with open source apps in the frameworks or Visual Studio or Web Matrix or in any platform, right? Web development tools on those platforms, Linux, OS X, and Windows. The next thing is once you get up and running, go live. We have a great way to just turn these things, built-in monitoring, performance and issues data, rapid deployment for quick spinning up those websites very quickly, and more importantly, being able to look at log files, diagnostics, and making sure those websites are running healthy. So once again, you know, start simple, you know, code smart, and then go live. Let's take a look at web frameworks real quick. There is a pretty big infrastructure on Windows Azure website support, classic ASP, ASP.NET, PHP, Node.js out of the box, and also can host any custom fast CGI handler as well. So we do support a lot of different frameworks. Publishing methods. So when we look at publishing methods, there's five right here out of the box. You know, Git deployment is native, or through, say, a service hook from CodePlex, GitHub, or Bitbucket. So these are some of the ones you can use, FTP, Team Foundation Services, Web Deploy, of course, GitHub and Bitbucket Dropbox. So let's talk about scaling, because you're saying, I want to go infinitely scale my websites, right? On and on and on to no end, to infinite, right? So we talk about scaling. So let's get in and have a discussion around that. So there's both free and shared are the same architecture, by the way. With standard, though, you isolate your application to your own virtual machines that can use and pay for whatever resources you choose. So there's some options here. So first in order for you is to have the free multi-tenant daily quotas, starting out with a free account, but you can move to shared. First in order for you to use your own domain name, you have to move from free to shared, which will move you to the pay-as-you-go model, but allows you to scale your capacity, or what we refer to as instant count, for your website scaling. There's also standard, which lets you not only scale your instance count, but also lets you increase and change the instance size, be able to edit scale settings for a schedule, which lets you set up scheduled times to scale day and night settings, or weekends, or weekdays, and specific dates you can override your other scaling settings to have priority. Scale by metrics, by CPU, or by instance count. You can deliver VMs with no quotas. So let's get into this. You know, we got websites here. We got can start with a small site hosted for free. Then you can go ahead and move into, you can scale the sites to multiple shared instances. in your shared account up here. You can move to standard, and we'll explain you can move from your standard instance for available scale. And then you can, you know, scale the standard instances to multiple instances as needed. So there's a lot of flexibility here with building this out and moving from, say, shared to the standard topology, if you will. Let's talk about auto-scaling. So auto-scaling is one of the key reasons why you're here, is to explain on how you can host multiple sites that you own on your own standard instances. So with auto-scaling, there's great opportunity to move very dynamically and be very nimble. When your business changes and you want to scale up or scale down, it's very easy to do so. And so what I wanted to do is spend some time in the Azure portal and show you some of this and how this works. So let me go ahead and move over to my Azure site here. So it's going to take a minute to refresh the screen. Let me know when you can see that. Maybe the folks, and by the way, if you have any questions, make sure that you're asking those questions in the Q&A panel here. Your questions, we've got Susan Wizawati and Tommy Patterson and Young Cho and Dan Stoltz joined us. So Dan, welcome as well. You guys are great. You're backing me up. Got my back here, so I appreciate it. So what I wanted to do was do a demo here. And I'm in the Azure portal right now. I've got a little bit of everything running here. Whenever I do my Azure demos, I usually start with what is Azure. I do a kind of a synopsis, if you will, of public cloud and private cloud. So we have our private cloud infrastructure, which is Windows Server, System Center, and all the things that reside on bare metal on-premise, right? And then this public cloud instance where we talk about Windows Azure, Office 365, and some of the public cloud offerings, and then this middle layer, if you will, for things like Active Directory Federated Services and identity and those types of things, and bringing the private cloud, the public cloud together, we call this hybrid scenario. So I show them a little bit of everything here. I've got some websites and virtual machines running in here. I've got cloud services. I've got a SQL database running, storage accounts. I even got some media services running here where I can open up my website and spawn a video playing inside of my website. So first thing I want to do was go ahead and start with how you create a website. By the way, here's something that will save you a couple of minutes of your life if you can't get back, is this super duper flyout up here. Yeah, that's right. It took me a couple of minutes to find the flyout, but this is kind of your homepage, if you will, for finding out, you know, going back home. That'll take you to the portal. But we've also got pricing and a great ROI pricing calculator. So you can go in there and say, well, how much is it going to cost me? Right? So if I go into pricing and I say, okay, well, give me an idea. If I'm talking about websites, what's it going to cost me, right? So I come up here and I look at websites and I look at free versus shared versus standard, and allows me to get an idea of what it might cost to have both the database, the bandwidth, and the support in there using the ROI calculator. Or I can move to standard and use this calculator to determine on what I want to do for a version sheet. So make sure once again that you're putting all of your questions and answers in the question and answer panel. We've got some fantastic folks there that are waiting for those questions, right? So once again, up here, that's a good place to start, is the pricing and documentation. We also have the community there that you can leverage, as well as their support inside of the portal, where I can actually, depending on the support that I choose, there are certain things that are free support, and there are things that you can actually pay for and get a higher service level of response times by getting another support type contract. So those are all available in here. So once again, it's right up here on the flyout is where you get started on that. So let's go ahead and go right into websites. I've got a website running here. What we can do is we can when I open this up, I can actually spawn the website and take a look at that. So all I have to do is go down here and say browse the website, and it'll show you the website and what's running there. I've got a WordPress template that I've used that I'm actually creating a WordPress site with. So that is available, and that's going to show up here in just a moment. So we see we've got a lot of dynamics going on with the website itself, and gives us a great opportunity to see what's going on as we build things out, right? So let me go ahead and go into the portal here, and then I'll move back over and show you the website that just spawned open. But the way you get started here is you'll see if I have a website running here, to be able to click on this, once again, you'll see the pointer and the finger here. There's also a URL that I can spawn the website with. Any website that you create for free will be whatever the name of your site is, followed by AzureWebsites.net. It's not until you actually moved from free to shared where you can actually manage your domains. You see down here it's grayed out, so I'm currently in a free account. When I go in here to manage domains, I can move from shared, from free to shared, and have people to have that capability. So let's go ahead and get started here by just starting and building a website out. So I go down here and I click on new, and this opens up and it gives me the opportunity to build a website, a virtual machine, a mobile service, a cloud service. If I click on website, I can do what we call a quick create. I can put the URL in there specific to me, right, what I want to create. I pick whatever region that I want, in this case, it's US, and then I pick the subscription that I have. In this case, I'm using an internal Microsoft consumption account, and this is where I would pick my account. Custom Create gives you a couple of things in here as far as database, right, and publish control. So we can go down here, we can create. If you don't want to have that MySQL database automatically configured for you on the fly when you create for instance, a WordPress site, which is what I'm going to show you today. You can create a free 20 meg SQL database, you can create a new SQL database, or you can create a new MySQL database. And that's where you would change either from MySQL to SQL Server is in this create website form. And the other one that we have is, of course, through galleries. New from the gallery. So let me explain. These are all the things that are available, whether it's app frameworks or blogs or CMS or e-commerce or forums or galleries or templates, tools, or you want to build a wiki, it's all in here. All 38 things you can do right in this Find Apps in Windows Azure within the Word, the website area. So depending on what you want to do, if you want to do a wiki, you'll show the wiki forms in there. If you want blogs, shows all the different types of blogs you can build out here, right? And the one we're going to use is down here. It's WordPress. So it's a great way to just get up and running by simply selecting one of these in the portal and then implement them in a matter of minutes. But let me show you something else before we get kick this off. I'll go ahead and close that down. There's a kind of a hidden secret here under virtual machines. Under virtual machines, under images, if you go into images, you'll see a thing that's called Browse the VM Depot. If I go into Browse the VM Depot, what it allows me to do is go in and look at other templates or images that other folks have built that you can leverage from the community. It also gives you the publishing date, the publisher, of who actually created it, the packages that are inside of that particular image. So, for instance, if I'm doing WordPress, and I'll scroll on down here, and you look at all the different things you can build out there, right? If you go into WordPress, under the WordPress area, okay, you'll see here that there's a whole bunch of things you can pick from the community to build out. So WordPress 5.1 with OpenSUSE, right? Ubuntu's in here. So you can really leverage, and this would be more of infrastructure as a service, creating the whole virtual machine with all of this customized in it, taking the latest and greatest. You need to take that for WordPress. You can implement that. Once again, that's choosing the image for what we refer to as Browse in the VM Depot. Okay, but let's go back to the websites here, and we'll click on New. We're going to go right from the gallery. And the example that I'm going to use today is down here at the bottom, right, for WordPress. So we're going to go ahead and take WordPress. I'm just going to check over here on the queue. Looks like we've got some Q&A going on. So good job, you guys. Thanks for answering those. And more importantly, thank you for putting the questions in there. right? So back to the demo. If I click on WordPress here, you'll see it's version 3.6. When I'm in the WordPress site, I can actually go in and make configurations to the WordPress admin portal. So you can see here that I have WordPress selected here. If I go ahead and click on WordPress, and this is going to be a unique URL to me. So for instance, I'll show you how this is done. So if I put in Blaine Barton, okay, you'll see that I already have a website that's created with Blaine Barton at azurewebsites.net, so that's already taken. I also have a website that I've created that is using Blaine Barton 1, okay? But if I take, for instance, Blaine Barton 2, ding, that's a good URL. So I'll go ahead and I'll create Blaine Barton 2. I can use an existing MySQL database, or I can create a new SQL database. I'll go ahead and use I'll create a new one. I'll create a new SQL, MySQL database. I think I'm going to go ahead and put myself in East Asia. No. You actually want to put yourself closer to the data centers in this case. I'll pick East US, and then I'll go ahead and I'll take my internal consumption or my subscription. And you can have multiple subscriptions here to choose from. If I have MSPN or other subscriptions in here, I can choose that. Also, did you know that you can get Windows Azure through BizSpark, which is for small business startups as well as entrepreneurs? And you can go in there and get a BizSpark subscription as long as you qualify for that. And Azure comes with that. So it's a great way to leverage those assets to get BizSpark by spinning up things using your Azure subscription you can get. It also comes, once again, with MSDN. So those are great ways to get it. And once again, if you just want the trial, you can go to http://try/Azure. So let's go ahead and click the arrow here. For here, it's going to create a new database name, or I can create a new database name, and I'll call this Blaine Barton 2. So you always kind of want to have a friendly name. And then down here, there's some legalese you're going to click on, okay, and transfer a subscription and contact for ClearDB for the database for MySQL. So I'll let you go ahead kick this off. And while that's going on, I'm going to go back to, we'll come back here in just a moment while we're deploying this WordPress site. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and share out my desktop so you can see this other website. So give me just a moment here and we do that. So let me share out my desktop. Hopefully you can see that now. It looks like you can. So one of the things I wanted to show you was this. Let me know if you can actually see my desktop with the WordPress site running. I think you can because I'm hovering over it as we speak. So let's go in there. So this is one that I'm currently building right now. This is a site that I actually have a template. This is my new site that I'm going to be moving over to www.blainebarton.com. And so this is a pretty dynamic site. I paid $55 for this template from one of the vendors, third-party vendors that we can pick from. So it's going to be pretty dynamic. It does take there is a learning curve. I am learning a lot about WordPress right now, and so this is going to be my dynamic website, if you will. And so wanted to show you that. And so that's currently being built out as part of my, it would be my own personal site or perhaps my blog site. The other one I wanted to show you is currently I do have my website up on BlaineBarton.com. So when I go to www.BlaineBarton.com, this is my website, my personal website that I have up on Windows Azure, and I am pretty active on the blog site where I can post things about, and by the way, there's that this is playing a video. So for instance, this is a video that I have embedded in media services. If I actually click on this, it'll play a video that's available on the website, or I can download it. In this case, I can download and view the downloads of the video, or I can play it real time and playing the video on my blog itself. And you can also see that I am, yes, a tree hugger. I have a palm tree farm. This is not my farm, by the way. This is next to the Skyway Bridge, if you're familiar with Tampa and St. Petersburg, or Clearwater area. This is going over that big Skyway Bridge. These are a bunch of trees that I have, but mine are babies, and these are full-grown ones. So anyways, this is blainebarton.com. Once again, this is my personal website running Windows Azure. Right now, the cost for running in Azure is, it depends on what you're running there, but my website is about, cost me about $9.68 a month right now to run my full-blown website up there. We also can click on, now here's the new website that was just created, the words press installation. So before we do that, we have to provision some things here. So we'll go ahead and put new WordPress site. Type that in. We can use admin, or we can change the name. I'll go ahead and put my own name in there. I'll put in a password here, and you can see that it wants to be a complex password requirement. Uppercase, lowercase, and one numeric. Double check the email address before continuing. Okay, if you want to send me an email, you can send me an email. Here's my Hotmail account as well. So fire away. Allow you to search and index the site. That's fine. We go ahead and click here. We install WordPress. So how long did that take, folks? I mean, that only took a couple of minutes to create that website from scratch using the gallery without having to go out and build all this infrastructure, right? I mean, how long would that physically take you to go? First of all, there's this thing called request for proposal, right? It's like, I need a website. And your management team or your IT group says, that's great. Why? And you say, because I really need a website and I need the server to run it on. And they come back and they say, why? Right? After this whole justification comes about, then you finally get the proposal done, you get the cost figured out from the budget, you start ordering hardware to build the server, right? Then you get the server, days and weeks go by, they put the hardware in a box, they put it on a pallet, they ship it, it goes to the loading dock of your company, it sits there in procurement, somebody finally sees the pallet sitting over there, hey, what's this? Hey, when did this come in? So you finally get procurement to bring the hardware in, then it goes into provisioning. We move it into the stack. Some people hook some computers to it. We load some software on the hardware. We build it out. We provision the server. We load Windows Server on top of that. We load IIS on top of that. You know, by the way, days, weeks, months go by. Finally, we get the server. We implement the server, deploy it in our infrastructure, and then we're up and running. And then we can get to the point where we can actually get it and install some WordPress stuff, right? It depends if it's Windows, if it's Linux, different operating systems, but you get the idea. So instead of taking days, weeks, months, maybe never, you can go ahead and fire this stuff up very quickly in a matter of minutes without having to worry about that hardware infrastructure. So I'll go ahead and log in here. So, and by the way, you can cache your credentials here. So this is the back end part of WordPress. So, and here you can see WordPress 3.7.1. I can go ahead and it says, please update now. If I click on that, look how fast it updates. So we've just updated to the latest version, 3.7.1. That was a blip on the screen if you noticed that, right? And there's lots of other things you can do in here, updates, posts, add your own post, your pages, your categories, your tags, right? You want to make it look pretty, you can go into the appearance and put a different theme in there. You can manage your themes. You can give it a different title, Hello World. That's always the infamous welcome, isn't it? Hello World. You can say, this is my new WordPress site. Okay. Yeah. Baby. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, colors and header information and what you want. Put a picture in and your banner up here. So there's lots of different things that we can do. And then we can, you know, save and publish that out, right? So once again, lots that you can do there. This is now saved. So when I go back here to perhaps go into another form here, And I open up another instance and I put in, it's going to be, actually an easier way to do that would be to actually go right in the portal and click on it. So let's go back to the portal, because that's a, once again, that'll be an easier way to see what we're doing here. So Blaine Barton, here it is. So Blaine Barton 2, so the new WordPress site, yeah, baby, was built out here. Isn't that interesting? Kind of a theme here. It is October 30th. Tomorrow is Halloween. Kind of scary, but it does have that look, as you can tell. Where is the Microsoft Cloud, right? So that's an instance of that video that I clicked on is now playing, right? But it has these Halloween colors, as you notice, so that's pretty awesome as well. Okay, so hopefully that was a good demo there. I'm going to go back over to my sharing here. And one thing I wanted to do was show you a poll here. I actually have a poll that I was going to ask. So let me go ahead and bring that up. See if it shows up here. So I was just curious of the folks that are on today, if you're actually using Azure at all, or you plan on using Azure, thinking about it. I've been showing you what's available here, so hopefully I'm whetting the appetite, right? Getting there, getting up and running a website very easily. So looks like no, but some people are really 75, 80%. Most folks are thinking about it, and that's why they're here. So I'm glad that you're tuning in today. So let's go ahead and move back over to a few more PowerPoint here where I left off. So once again, we talked about auto scaling and scaling things out. So let's go ahead and, you know, as we move things and scale them out, what I wanted to do was show you a little bit about what's going on there. So let's go back to the demo here, the demo environment, my desktop. I'm going to show you how to do that. So as we move over to the scaling part of it, let me know when you see my desktop here. Looks like it's still loading, I can see, so give it a second. So what we're going to show you how to do is this auto scaling here. Cool, there it goes. So let's go in and take a look at that. So what you can do is you can see here's the status of the subscription that I did here, the pointer here, the pointer finger. So if I click on that, you'll see I've got a dashboard. Now you got to be careful what you show here, because there's also user rights and password and configuration for FTP that's lower down in the screen here. But you get an idea of what you're using currently relative to CPU time, data in, data out, any errors or requests that you have. And if I scroll down here, you'd see more information pertinent to myself as far as, you know, how I can FTP. For instance, good example. I've got this template, right? I have this template that I purchased online that you saw that I showed in the demo just recently. In order for me to get that template up there, I couldn't just import the theme, right? That theme, I couldn't just do that through WordPress. So in order for me to take such a large theme, I had to actually use FTP and go into FTP and actually move those files up. So this is where I would get the information for that. Also, I could do some real-time monitoring. Once again, another monitoring look, how things are set up here. Under the configuration, I can select the .NET framework version. I can go and do PHP if I'm a certain PHP version, certain platform. You say you can specify 64-bit systems only in standard mode. So I'm in free mode. That's why I see that grayed out, not available. If I move to standard, I can implement 64-bit. We've got a secure socket layer, SSL certificate, uploading to standard mode, in standard mode. Also, if I move to standard mode, custom domains can only be used. Once again, if I move from free to shared, I get the custom domain name, or I can move to standard mode as well. And then some SSL bindings, some application diagnostics here, application logging for your file system, as well as application logging for storage, your web server logging, your error messages, and your failed request tracing. And then we can also turn on or turn off or customize monitoring and developer analytics and connection strings. So all of this is available, as well as you see the default documents here with the default HTML, HTML, and the other type files that you could use. Typically, if we're using, you know, WordPress on a box with Linux, it'd be iis.start.htm, but we also have the default.htm as well for, and we start looking at Windows. So the one thing I did want to show you right here is, so this is where we would move our website mode from free to shared or shared to standard. So with free, once again, you'll see I have an instance count down here that I can scale by, you know, basically in standard mode, you can't really auto scale, you see here. I can't really, and if I put 3 in here or 10, right, it's the max on a free website here. But as I move from free to shared, you'll see if I go ahead and say shared here. By the way, it says you're changing the mode. It may have an impact to your bill. I'll say yes there. Hi, Brett. How you doing, Brett? Brett's my manager. I just, you know, just got the approval for him to go ahead and do that. So. So as I move from free to shared, there are other things I can choose in here. If I go to from free to shared, I'll also have the ability to go in and add my custom domain name, and then I can also get things like all of this. This is pretty cool. So when I move to say standard, where I want that infinite scale, right, for massive amounts of website functioning, and I can also pick all the sites or just the particular site. You'll see down here, and it's actually loading as far as capacity is concerned, but we can do instance size. So we can say small, one core, 1.75 gigs of memory. We can do medium with two core, 3.5 gigabytes of memory, or four core with 7 GB memory, right? So we can scale the instances out, and we can have lots of instances, right? So we can scale these out and keep going. One thing I also wanted to show you was here is edit. There's a chance in the standard mode to edit scale settings for a schedule. So I can set a schedule here. I can say set up schedule. So if I go in there, it gives me the opportunity to do things like set a scale for the schedule, for scaling settings for the day and night. And by the way, we have this little hover, these help hovers, right? These little bubble help. So you can say, you know, what does this actually mean? You know, this means you can scale your settings during nights and weekends after a different schedule you want to. If you create a schedule, you can also come down here and overwrite with a specific date. So you can define special events that are override your other scale settings here. Also, you can scale, once again, weekdays or weekends. You know, maybe you want to move and define when is best to scale up or scale down, and also using things like, once again, start times, end times, days, and time zones. So this is all available on to the schedule. Also, once again, we can scale here on the instances of counts. We can also scale by the metrics of CPU. So down here you'll see, that I can go in, and if I click on from none to CPU, you'll see I have the availability here at the instance counts to scale up or scale down, or to target a certain percentage of CPU processing. For instance, 60 to 80% will tell me to auto, you know, be enable the auto scaling there. So these are opportunities that we can use in the system. If I go back here, if I actually click on another website that I have here, let's go ahead and take a look at that one under scale. Shared, okay. You see the shared here, then the standard. So we basically, once again, have the same ability to do that in this particular website as well. So I did want to take the opportunity to show you that. Also got a lot of other things running here in Windows Azure. So if you haven't got your Windows Azure subscription, I highly recommend you go out and kick the tires on that and check it out. Okay, I'm going to go back and kind of finish up things here. I'll go back to the presentation. Got a few more things to cover. I also have one last poll that I'd like to show you as well, and then we'll maybe have some time to take some questions and answers at the end. So here's where I kind of ended up with being able to set those auto-scaling features, if you will. excuse me. I did show you the demo here, and I got somebody, if you could just possibly mute your phones there, the guest that just arrived on site here, if you could mute your phones, that'd be fantastic. I went into creating and scaling a WordPress site, so I kind of showed you how to create the site, you know, how to get started, where you get into the portal, where you can go ahead and develop the website. As I get into the app gallery and store, so this is something that I also mentioned earlier, and I noticed, wow, that we had other people that have just joined, and that's fantastic. By the way, this is being recorded, so you need to play this back at your leisure. Alongside with, you know, publishing capabilities, Windows, Azure websites, they also offer the web app gallery, which I showed you, right, that provides a lot of turnkey solutions based off of well-known open source web applications. Once again, and it depends on what you call a website or a blog or a wiki, right? It's kind of some blurred lines there, if you will. But there are 38 different types that you can build depending on what you're building as far as, are you building an application framework, you build a blog, you do a CMS, you do an e-commerce, you do a forms gallery, templates, tools, or wikis, right? All available from the web app gallery. So once again, a lot here, PHPBB, Django, CakePHP, so, you know, ready to go open source web apps, frameworks, and templates. And last but not least, as we look at the Windows Azure Store, so you can go ahead, go into the store. These are purchased premium services, the provisioning services. Those are available for cost through our store as well. Also, we do have some diagnostics and log streaming, so there are some tools that we can use there. We can do, you know, Git deployment is native or through a service hook from, say, say CodePlex, GitHub, or Bitbucket. So once again, there's lots of ways we can look at monitoring and look at log files and monitoring. So I showed you through the portal how we can do some of the portal monitoring as well. So those are, once again, available as well. But once again, I'm Blaine Barton, Senior IT Pro, Evangelist with Microsoft, and DPE, the Developer and Platform Evangelism Team in Tampa, Florida here. There's my link to my blog, aka.ms/BlaineBarton. You can reach me by email, BlaineBar@Microsoft.com. So with that, thank you for joining this webcast of Nearly Infinite Bandwidth with Windows Azure Websites. With that, so long.